Well, this is the thing. I think fundamentally, something that always leaves me a bit baffled is when I see. I don't go on kind of writers' forums very much because there's a lot of advice on there from people that haven't really done anything. You know what I mean? No disrespect to them as writers whatsoever, but people that aren't selling many books giving like tips, and you think, well, why? You know. But what I see is when people respond to this, and people are saying, like, you know, with Amazon, you can have, like, you have a certain amount of, like, free listings. You can just give your book away or give it away at a really cheap price. And you see people saying things like, you know, I'm not going to give my work away. I've worked on this. Which, on one hand, I get. But on the other hand, I think you do understand that nobody knows who you are. You know, I have this kind of ongoing debate, friendly debate with one of my readers, because she's always saying, you know, why are you giving... Because I still do free listings now and then, you know, to get the book's visibility up or to get the book more reviews. And she's saying, why are you giving it away? You know, you're wasting money. I'm saying, well, because it's a loss leader. I think... Like, the point I'm trying to make is I think what the first thing I would say to anybody to be aware of is be aware of where you currently are in your career. You know, if you are, there's so many people trying to do the same thing as you. You absolutely have to hustle as much as you possibly can. So that means giving your work away. If that means giving your work away, writing a book, giving that book away. To, you know, until you've got a kind of a foothold, you need to get your work in front of as many people as possible, which sounds like an obvious statement, but you have to be prepared to hustle. Like, something I've become known for is in, after my books, is I put a little afterword in, because I used to always like it when Stephen King would do that, talking about how the book idea developed and so what he's up to and that kind of thing. But I add in a bit where I say, look, and I said this from day one, when I was first writing for nobody, I was saying, look, I am a nobody in this industry. If you've enjoyed this book and if you want me to keep writing stuff, you'd be doing me a huge favor by leaving me a review on Amazon or maybe putting a post on Facebook about it or something like that. And more importantly, that will encourage me to write more and produce more stuff for you. And about maybe 1 in 20 reviews, I'll get somebody saying something like, I really didn't like the author's begging letter at the end of the book. But then I get 19 other reviews that say, I've never left a review before, but I didn't realize how important they were, so I did. Or the author made me laugh about this, so here you go, look, you know. And don't be frightened to humble yourself, you know. It's, you know, I openly say to people, you know, I get people criticizing my begging letters. You know, let me be clear. I am begging you. You know, they're absolutely right. I am begging you. And I don't, you know, hopefully the day will come when I haven't got to do that. But at the same time, you know, I try and make it kind of funny and be personal and direct. Because here's the thing. I'm not giving you a very long-winded answer to your question, so feel free to pick and choose. But my point is this, is that when it comes to getting my work in front of people at the start of it, I was very, very bad at that. I didn't know what to do, how to start. I'd just do my Amazon free listings. But what I was good at is making the most of the people, of the sales I did have, i.e. I was good at working marketing from the back end, as in, right, now you've bought this book, would you mind doing this, and hey, here's a sample of this other book, and if you sign up for my mailing list, you'll get this free story, and, you know, it's almost like playing the long game, you know, as in, yeah, if I can sell 5 books, then maybe I can sell an extra 2 books, and then those 2 books, then I've got 7 books sold, and maybe I can turn that into 10 books if I do this, that, and the other, and all of a sudden, that's 20 books, you know, and then it's been this slow process that's come out over 5 or 6 years, and now it's really bearing fruit. And and one other thing I would say, mm-hmm, prioritize your mailing list over Facebook. 100%, 200%. Getting people to sign up to your mailing list is way more important than getting people to sign up to Facebook, because people only see something like 10% of your likes or followers or whatever actually see what you're posting. You're lucky and a post happens to, you know, really get through, because Facebook picks and chooses. Now, with your mailing list, you'll find like something that only maybe 50% of people will sign up for it. 50% of people will get the email, it'll go to their junk or they won't open it or whatever. But at least that's 50%. So when it comes to telling people about new projects and all that sort of stuff, you know, the mailing list is absolutely vital. And what I always used to see is whenever I see people, whenever I used to read books or people's tips on it, it would say, hey, when you want to give your, here's how you market your book. What you do is you give away copies of your next book. You do a competition. And, you know, you say, I'm going to give away copies of this book. Or you do a reader Q&A. And, or you do this. Or you do that. And then you look at your mailing list and you've got 10 people on it. And, you know, you're like, hang on. and they've already bought your existing book. And you're like, hang on. That's no use to me whatsoever. And I'd see that time and again. And there's this thing that you see a lot about. So-and-so went into self-publishing and they were working as a truck driver and they released their book and they sold a million fucking copies in week one and now they're getting sucked off in the Seychelles, right? That is not the reality for the majority of people. That's a more interesting sales pitch and that's a good thing to say, hey, why don't you get into self-publishing? But that's just not realistic. It is a grind. You know, it's not an overnight thing. You've got to be prepared. I was, fortunately, in the last sort of year and a half, maybe 2 years, things have taken a dramatic upward swing, okay? But that was after 4 years of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, or worse, 4 years of suddenly looking like there was going to be a big something and then it not happening. I think if you're going into self-publishing or the writing game in general, I think you need to be looking at 5 to 10 years.
To build up a body of work and build a name.
I think 5 years, I would say 5 years to make a livable... No, I'll correct that. I'd say, depending on your output, I would say 3 to 4 years to get a livable income off it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not talking like, you know, executive salary, but, you know, a good... You know, probably to make the kind of slightly below average working wage, maybe something, you know what I mean? Like, and then maybe another 2 to 3 years to make a decent, you know, good living off it. And then maybe 10 years to be really comfortable. I think I've been quite lucky to have done it in six.